You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. Lawmakers met this week to discuss legislative priorities ahead of next year's general session. The meeting comes on the heels of this weekend's failed vote to hold a special session this year. KHOL's David Dudley reports.
Lawmakers packed the Capitol's historic courtroom to consider possible interim issues. Those issues ranged from artificial intelligence's impacts upon society to abortion access, water rights to the affordable housing shortage. Various committees will grapple with aspects of each of those topics during the interim. For Jackson Democratic Representative Mike Yin, affordable housing is on the top of his priorities list.
Housing is super important in my community, and you know, when I talk about those values of being able to raise a family in Wyoming, it's getting harder and harder.
The Select Committee on Capital Financing will work on affordable housing in the interim. Members are considering lease options on state lands, as well as creating a fund for housing projects, among other potential solutions to increase access to affordable housing. For KHOL, I'm David Dudley in Cheyenne.
The National Outdoor Leadership School, or NOLS, is making cuts to address low enrollment and a budget deficit. The school leads immersive wilderness expeditions in Wyoming and places like Patagonia and Alaska. It's eliminating 60 jobs across the organization, but only two of those are at the headquarters in Lander. President Sandy Calhoun recognizes that those cuts have real impacts on people, but he says the overall impact on the local Wyoming community is limited.
In Knowles has a lifetime commitment to Lander and to the state of Wyoming. Like, we're not going anywhere. We love this part of the world.
This fall, the school will suspend operations at campuses in Arizona, Washington, and New York. More students may be funneled to Lander, but they'll also go to other campuses like the one in Boulder, Wyoming, or another in Vernal, Utah. It's that time of year again when Teton Park Road is cleared for walkers, bikers, and skaters, but it's still closed off to cars. Grand Teton National Park officials have cleared all of the snow between Taggart Lake Trailhead and Signal Mountain Lodge, about 14 miles. Officials urge recreators to still be cautious since snow and ice still cover some sections of the road and to avoid going beyond any barricades. Also, they say to watch out for wildlife and start carrying bear spray with the Bruins waking up from their winter slumber. Yellowstone National Park also opened up nearly 50 miles of road to bikers this week. Most roads in Yellowstone and Grand Teton are expected to open to cars in early May. For KHOL News, I'm Hannah Merzbach.